A girlfriend lunch. My BFF Selena was very interested in my new sexual exploration. Pegging. She wanted to hear all about it. So what's the first thing you did when you put on your new equipment? What was it like? I swung the cock around in circles. We both burst into raucous laughter and a few of the other restaurant patrons glanced over. Seriously, I did. Haven't you ever thought about what it would be like to have a cock? This is the closest you can get, girlfriend. I grinned at her. Damn, Sherry, you inspire me, girl. So what does Bill think about it? You get him on board yet? I'm working on it. There is very little that man won't do for me, but this kind of thing needs to go slow. I mean real slow. Bill was not on board yet, but he was at the docks and thinking about boarding the ship. The fucking pegging ship of bliss. I knew he'd love it, and he suspected he would, too. Last night he let me play around with his ass a little. He loved it. Seriously? Details. Selena leaned in closer to me with wide eyes. I was giving him a blowjob, right? I was playing with his balls. He loved that. Then I started to touch the spot behind his balls, just kind of caressing it, you know? He started moaning pretty loud. Then I got a little lube on my fingers and went to his asshole. Whoa, and he let you? She stared at me in disbelief. Sam would have freaked out. Selena's boyfriend Sam was pretty conservative sexually. She enjoyed living vicariously through me. Yep, he let me all right. I had him pretty damn excited. I'd been teasing him with that blowjob for about 20 minutes, not letting him come. At that point, he would have let me do just about anything. I giggled. It was true. Bill was twitching and moaning and begging even. So I made little circles on the outside of his ass with my fingers, just teasing. Never went inside. Oh my God, you should have seen him. He was even pushing his ass toward my fingers. But I wouldn't put him inside. I'm playing the long game, Selena. Damn. Damn, Selena squirmed in her seat. That's so fucking hot. She fanned herself with her napkin and we both laughed. I know, right? And pretty soon, I'm actually going to fuck him. Selena put her hand to her mouth in amazement. The thought of it turned me on so much that I asked for the check, said my goodbyes to Selena, and went home to satisfy that itch. I'd been doing that a lot lately. Just thinking about fucking Bill got me so hot and wet. I flopped down on the bed and dove my fingers into that wetness, imagining what it was going to be like when it finally happened. I came quick. Then I lay there on the bed, planning the next step in my long game. Maybe this time I'd slip my finger in, just the tip. So what does this one teach us? This one offers a lesson of literally playing the long game. What do I mean by that? I mean that sometimes, if you plan things step by step and do things really gradually, there is an almost unbearable eroticism in the erotic anticipation of everything, in taking it so slow that your partner, that's all they can think about. They're begging you. They want it so badly because the slow pace is just an incredible tease. Tune in tomorrow for your next installment of Masturbation Month.